AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Big Bang.
It is what it is, mate.
DJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing I be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this then.
Bring you big facts.
Bad ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
So I need y'all to give a huge round of applause for Big Facts Podcast.
Yes, let's go.
I told y'all I had y'all.
Yeah.
Hey, what you want?
Check.
They said I never make it to the top, cause I come from the bottom. Nah, don't count. What's happening? What's happening, y'all?
What's up, ATL? What's up, Revolt Summit? How everybody feeling tonight, man? How everybody feeling? If you're feeling good, we need some positive energy first off. If you're feeling good, make some noise.
All my people over there.
Bank, Jade, how y'all feeling? We back on the stage. Second year, Revolt Summit in ATL is only right.
Big bless.
Big blessings, of course. You know what I'm saying? Big Facts, the podcast. Big Facts Friday. We got a lot of positive shit going on. Shouts to everybody that pulled up to Revolt Summit 2022. Now, we got a special conversation we're going to have today. You know, it's somebody that a lot of the fans and supporters have been trying to get on Big Facts for a long time. So we're going to jump straight into it because I know everybody's excited. Y'all make some noise one time for the one and only Boosie.
Yeah.
Badass in the building.
Nah, for real though. Legendary moment right here.
What's up, Boosie? Welcome to Revolt Summit. Welcome to Big Facts. We're going to try to talk about as much as we can in the allotted time. First off, you feeling good? You in great spirits? Everything good?
Yeah, everything good. Everything good.
You know, you a hustler like no other. You got movies. You got books. Did you bring the rap? You didn't bring us no rap snacks? No rap snacks?
Yeah, I got my rap snacks. I got everything for you.
You got everything?
For you.
Yeah. Boosie, sure. He food stamp hustling, man. Yeah.
I buy food stamps, too.
Me too.
Oh, okay.
What you think the key is to your longevity and being relevant so long and having such a core, you know what I mean, a good following for so long, and people continuously rock with you, and they're really loyal to you, your fan base. What you think the key to that is?
The key to Boost is just being real.
Being facts. Real. Facts.
You know, I don't let money make me not real. You know, and people notice that. You know, plus everything I put out is good shit.
Right,
all my
right.
product, good shit. Music, films, whatever I sell is good shit. And I ain't hating on no niggas.
Facts.
You know,
it's a big part of it.
I've been in the game this long and I ain't had no smoke with nobody because I ain't hating on niggas. I like to see niggas get money and, you know, I'm motivated by that, so.
But don't you think, like, being real and being authentic and true to yourself and speaking your mind, do you feel like sometimes it's a little difficult, you know what I'm saying, than if you just kept to yourself? And I'm going to say didn't keep it real, but keeping it real, obviously, you being yourself, you're standing on what you believe in, but sometimes it could be a little like...
Oh, it'd be a headache.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, I'm up against some powerful people.
Right.
I'm up against some Zuckerberg and...
Kind of like a target.
I'm up against a lot of people.
Right.
Every time I put a film out, my Instagram get took. You know,
yeah.
I'm up against...
And that's not a coincidence either.
Nah, so my people got to support me. You know, all these people out here, everybody who fuck with Boosie, really got to support me,
right.
You know?
Right,
right. Hey, hey, Boosie, how I feel to see so many niggas feel like they were raised by Boosie? Like, how that make you feel, bro?
That make me want to keep going. You know, because I done been around a lot of niggas, a lot of rappers, and yeah. Everybody else, they be like, nigga, I love your song. I love how you look, but my fans say, nigga, you raised me.
Fact.
You know, and that, and that's a different. That's like, I'm kin to you, nigga.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like, you know, that's how that make me feel. You know, and a lot of people, bank, you know, nigga. a lot of young people, especially in the streets,
right,
got a lot of game from me through music and a lot of shit.
But Boosie, your shit played out in front of the world. Like, it's like you done went through everything in front of our face and beat that shit, bro. You like damn near Superman to niggas, bro.
Yeah, you done been through everything a nigga can go through and you defeated it. Like,
yeah.
That's crazy. That's never been done before. You the unicorn nigga for real.
I'm here for a reason, bro. Like,
for real.
You know, like I done escaped death so many times, so that's how I know I'm here for a reason, and that keep me confident, you know. That keep me confident.
So going back to like how you were saying just a second ago that you were up against the powerful people and you know you had a lot of things going on that weren't coincidences. Have you ever thought about starting your own set of platforms?
I got a lot of people trying to make me apps and things like that right now. I'm trying to work on my own Instagram. You
right,
know?
Right, yeah.
I'm
exactly.
Trying to own work. I can't be censored though.
So what you need?
Right.
You know, so
what you need though?
I need these black billionaires.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
To get a motherfucking Instagram
yeah.
And let me run that motherfucker uncensored.
There you
hey,
go.
No, to my why you ain't made the post? Right now, I need a pair of shoes because I love a like, you got to make that post. What you need.
You know, Boosie needs is like one of the most trending hashtags in the world.
I need to make the song.
Yeah.
When you started making music, man, what was the biggest thing you wanted other people to take from your music? And what's the biggest thing you want people to take from your story?
Well, when I first started making music, I wanted people to take that everything, it was about proving the point that everything that I was rapping about was true. You know, I was kind of messed up in the head.
Right.
At first I didn't even like rappers who
didn't rap what they
I
lived.
Feel like didn't do what they said.
Yeah.
You know, so first I was just trying to be hard, you know. I was trying to show people who I was.
Right.
But as of now, you know, I'm a motivator now, you know.
Was that point where you was like, all right, I'm gonna keep it real, I'm gonna be me, but this shit is entertainment, this is my job, this is my hustle, so I'm gonna balance that shit.
Shit, probably wipe me down.
You said right now?
Wipe me down?
No, I say wipe me down.
Oh, wipe me down, yeah.
Why, because?
That's when it got kind of serious.
Yeah.
You know, I start kind of getting real money then, and I was like, ain't no use to being in these streets like this when, you know, I'm getting money. So,
right.
That's what woke me up, them big records, and because, you know, I don't really try to make big records. I try to make music
street
that touch
records. You. Right.
They just turn out that way. You know, so the big records made me calm down a little bit as far, well, boss up. Yeah.
If Boosie could be president for a year, what's some of the shit you'll change? Name five things you'll change.
Weed will be legal everywhere.
Yeah.
There's no reason my people in Louisiana should be getting 10 and 20 years.
Facts.
For marijuana.
Facts. Yes, sir.
Facts. Yes,
and I can fly 4 hours away and they getting billions.
Right.
You know, so that'll be a thing.
Okay, we got four more.
I changed the owners of social media.
Yeah.
I fire their ass.
Yeah.
As soon as I get in office. You know. And I do more shit for the kids.
Right.
See what fucked up that bank? When we was little, they had a lot of shit to do.
Yes.
In the neighborhood.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
I put all kind of rappers with football teams and shit.
That's hard. That's
and make
hard.
Them have something to do. Whatever the kids are have, we got to, because they going to fuck up the world if we don't get them right. So we got to start down there. You know, they be trying to start all the way up in senior citizens.
Yeah.
And I love my senior citizens. I love them. I love them now. But we gotta focus on the younger generation more.
The future,
the
future.
Because the senior citizens have already lived.
Two more, Boosie, two more. You got two more.
I probably Free C Murder.
Free C Murder, yeah. Free C Murder.
Yeah.
Nah, for real.
That nigga be out.
You gotta let your dog loose.
I Free C Murder. And I probably do the Three Wives thing. You probably can have 3-4 wives in the United States.
Are you make polygamy
legal?
Look
at my wife.
Oh,
you
okay.
Know I want to see
3-4 wives in the United States.
Amen.
So look, so you just released.
It'll stop a lot of divorces.
Yeah.
Everybody wouldn't be getting divorced.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that'll eliminate
facts.
A lot of that.
Big fact.
So you just released your book, Cross the Track, right? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, my book, it's a classic, like, you know, because I'm explaining shit. Like, I'm really explaining shit in depth, so I got a good-ass book, bro. And it's talking about my come-up. It's talking about my relationship with my family, my
right.
mother, my brother, my pops, me transitioning from
right.
coming home to the free world,
right.
me on death row. It's a must read, you know.
Okay, where can I find it at?
Everywhere they sell books.
Go get
fucking
it.
Everywhere they fucking sell books.
Right, right.
Hey, did you do an audio book?
And you can pre-order it right now.
Okay, cool.
What about the movie? I see you finna make the boy Lil Cora Jail star.
Yeah, I'm dropping the Water Boys movie, 9/28.
For sure.
I got the premiere tomorrow. Everybody need to come to my movie premiere tomorrow.
Where?
It's at the Fairview Performing Arts Center. Bank, I need you there.
Hey, I need to be in it.
You know ain't nobody really come and support me.
I am. I'm coming. When it is?
But the real.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
I'm coming. Why I ain't in it, though? I want to be a
I got the next role for
all
you.
All right, say less.
You
say
might
less.
Look like my grandpa.
All right. I want to be your brother, though.
You gonna be my gangster grandpa.
Huh?
Yeah.
You gonna be my gangster grandpa.
All right, say less. I can't wait.
So let me ask you this about the Water Boys movie. As far as like production wise, did you take the same approach with the Water Boys movie that you took with My Struggle, or did you do anything different?
No, I wrote My Struggle.
Okay.
I didn't write the Water Boys.
Oh, okay.
The Water Boys was wrote by Tom. Okay. But he brought the film to me.
Okay, and you just
I read it, executive produced it, bankrolled it. That's what I do.
Cool.
You know, like if I only just not write films. And if you got a good film and you bring it to me, I'm gonna put that motherfucker on the camera. You
so
know
basically, Boosie is also, in addition to other things, a media conglomerate.
Yeah, hell yeah.
every hustle you can name, Boosie.
Hey, what Unk at?
Oh, Unk at the house, bro. Unk at the house.
Fuck Unk.
He got to lay down for a minute. You know.
Hey, bro, like we were saying a little earlier, like it's so many rappers and so many people that was raised on Boosie. So to you, in your opinion, who you feel like is maybe the new Boosie or the person that remind you the most of Boosie in the rap game right now, a young nigga? Or it could be a few people.
Nobody, really.
Nobody?
Yeah.
What's the key?
I'm bigger than just an artist. Like, you know, like, I'm bigger than just an artist, like she was saying. Like, you know, I'm a daddy.
Total package.
I'm a good-ass daddy, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm
a catch.
You can't compare one nigga to Boosie saying he just an artist.
Right.
Hey, what you think the key to longevity is?
Being real, bro. That's the key to longevity. And not crossing people and fucking over people.
Facts. Big
Salute.
Facts.
Yep. You know, when you cross people and fuck over people in the industry, that shit coming back. And I ain't never crossed motherfuckers. And all the people who stole from me and took from me, all this shit coming back.
Yeah.
For me. Yeah. You know, so you gotta be not only make good music, I feel like you gotta be a good person. A God ain't gonna bless you.
It's all about character.
You gonna fall off.
Yeah.
If you fuck over everybody while you got money, you gonna fall off.
Yeah.
God is gonna take it away.
How you maintain, like you say, the people that cross you, I know you put something up about a lawyer that stole money, one of your family members did you wrong and all that shit. How you deal with that without wanting to crash out or react or get out of character?
When family do that, you just gotta basically sometimes cut them off.
Cut them off,
I mean, you're not gonna hurt them. So you basically gotta, you know, cut them off, but that come with the money.
Yeah.
Like, the money make everybody end up crossing you. Like, before you don't have the money, it ain't no problem.
Right.
Yeah,
like,
right.
When you going to the top, it ain't no problems, bro. Like,
right.
But when you get there and the money, it tear people apart.
Did y'all find a lawyer yet?
Did I find
the
what?
The lawyer that stole the money that you took?
Oh, yeah, I just found him. He said he's going to call Drew Finley in a couple days and have my money.
Okay. Shit.
Social media, motherfucker.
Shit.
Hey, you said in the beginning you felt like when you were coming in the rap game that you just wanted to be real with your raps. And you felt like the niggas who weren't real with their rap, like, they shouldn't be in the game. What you think is the qualification in your mind to be in this game today, like the qualification?
That shit don't matter no more, man. Nigga don't give a fuck about that. You know, nigga don't even want all them gangster artists like that. They die, you know what I'm saying? You don't want no whole gangster roster.
What you think the qualification is, though?
Say it again.
What you think, like, what would make you fuck with artists like I fuck with this nigga?
Talent, my heart. You know, y'all gotta follow my heart sometime because they got a lot of talent out here. You know, so, you gotta have talent, you gotta be different. Different what make a motherfucker. When you like another motherfucker, especially who hot, they gonna say, oh, you ain't nothing but a young, woo, woo, woo. Yeah. You sound like woo, 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 woo. So I be looking for a difference. Or if you sound like that nigga, can you sound better than this nigga?
Yeah. Right, right.
You know, so it's all a hustle, man, it's all a hustle. Whatever I think can make me some money, I'll take a chance with.
Who's some of the niggas that inspired you that even wanna rap?
That made me want rap? Tupac. Mm. I was inspired by Tupac coming up, bro. Like, that's why I give him so much praise. And but I was inspired by Tupac. He made me think I could be more than what I was seeing, you know?
Okay, so let me ask you a question. This is something that I've always wanted to ask you, right? When you were in the process of getting ready to prepare to, like, turn yourself in and do the time that you had to do, like, before you went to death row and you were filming the documentary.
I cried watching that shit, Boos.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, bro.
The last day.
That's some real shit, bro. I cried watching that shit.
With
like,
Motion
damn.
Family.
No cap.
Yeah, it was like, it was almost like some roots type shit, like for black people, because to see you have to get ready to go in and, you know, say goodbye to your family and do all that kind of stuff, it was fucked up. So with the mind frame that you had back then in comparison to the mind frame that you had now, is there anything that you would have done differently on that journey, or would you have left everything the same?
I would have done everything differently. You know, I wouldn't have been out there like that. You know, I would have took rapping serious 8-9 years ago. You know, because I would have did it totally different. You know, if I could take it back.
Right.
You know, if I could take it back, you know, because I ain't won't go to jail, boy.
I know.
Man, I ain't won't leave them, bro. I ain't won't go to jail, bro, you know. But that's how I go, you know. That's what I chose that life, you know.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
What promise you made to God sitting in that cell? Like, what promise you made?
I told him, I was like, man, if you let me get out here, I'm going to do right, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to do right, you know. Because I always had a relationship with God. Like, you know, I talk to God like a regular nigga.
You got to.
Yeah, I talk to God like a regular nigga. Man, why you keep fucking with me? What I done did? Yeah. Yeah, I talk to God like, when I talk to God, I be like, man, I got a relationship with God. Right. Ben had a relationship with, my grandpa was a preacher, bro.
Right, right.
We know you got a lot of love for your kids and your family, and as crazy as the world is and all the shit that's just going on, what's your biggest fear for your kids in this world? What's your biggest fear when it comes to them?
My biggest scare?
Fear.
Fear. Shit, of me burying one of them. That's my biggest fear. Mm.
That's for sure. They say they need answers. About what? When I get
big fat. Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on, get ready for a ride.
We're gonna have some fun.
We'll explore and listen to the sounds of awesome places like farms, racetracks, and even construction sites.
Follow your ears, what do you hear?
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
They'll teach us awesome new things about the places and things we see and hear.
What did we learn today?
Learning is so cool.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip Podcasts on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Now, we also see, like, on social media sometimes when people may seem to be getting bullied for keeping it real, sometimes you reach out and you salute them. We saw it, and recently we saw you reached out to Tiffany Haddish and said, I can't pay Eric, you know, you what they pay you, but come fuck with me. What made you do that?
Because I don't like to see no woman get bullied, bro. Yeah. I don't like that shit, bro. I had a single mother, so I stand up for women. And I was like, bro, I was like, how funny this lady is. How could you just take somebody gigs away?
Everything, right.
You know, that make people want boss up and work for theyself. And I was just like, you know, I ain't got Paramount money, but I got some money to pay you.
Right.
Just not knowing what position she in.
Right.
Letting her know, if it's that bad, I don't know how bad, you can come get a check over here. And, you know, she made already. She could do her own website and put her movies on there, you know, just like I do.
Yeah.
It seemed like to me when I be watching it, like, Boosie got a price for everything. Like if you want me to, you want to book me, I got a price for whatever you want. You want to
Like, you ain't turning down period.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga, I got a price for it all.
Some pictures.
Barbecue, anything. Nigga, yeah. I come to your project.
Like, you got packages for everything a nigga could want.
It's called Rap Hustle.
Yeah.
You know?
How you connect with the little child who gave you the money for the verse? How you get up with him?
His daddy come to me, you know, and I liked it, the record. And, you know, when that bag involved, I'm finna make it happen, because now, you know, it's business.
So you took the money?
Yes, sir.
Boosie gotta get it, man. By any means. Hey, it's a lot of Day One fans in the crowd, too, that's been following you since Concentration Camp. And, of course, a lot of Day One fans, trust me. A lot of Day One fans. A lot of fans also are big fans of the work that you and Webby did together. Will we see y'all collaborating again for a full project, you think?
We working on it, bro.
Y'all working on it for real?
Right now, we sending each other records, but I won't get in there together and get that vibe. You know what I'm saying? So, like back then, we had so much time to do it.
Y'all was fucking around
But there's so much going on now, we gotta figure out how I won't get in there together, because that make the music better.
Yeah.
But we'll definitely have something coming. I can't say when.
Okay. But it is in the works. You can confirm for the fans. Boosie and Webby coming soon. For sure. So what's the future hold for Boosie, man? After so many accomplishments, so much classic music, so many hustles, you got the money, you're taking care of your family, you're respected, you're taking care of your legacy. What does the future hold for Boosie?
My future bright, bro.
Future bright?
I feel like I ain't got to my peak yet. You know, I'm far from my peak, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I'm heavy now with these films, you know. My art is doing, you know, big numbers, you know, like. I just keep on going, bro. I sell damn near everything. Anything that's product that you go get out the store, you can get it from Boosie. Just from another store.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I sell it, bro. Like, you know, like, and people come to me because they know I'm a marketing genius.
Yeah.
I move product.
Yeah.
So, man, I just keep on going. I got my sports management now. I got my water, bro. Like,
what price you'll pay for your original Instagram back?
My original Instagram? $250,000.
You said 40 million?
A quarter.
I'm sorry. This quarter million. Yeah, you'll make that.
You sent that offer out there yet? You ain't sent that offer out there yet?
Nah, I ain't set it out there, but you know, that's what I give him.
It's worth it, huh?
What about part of your hustle is your features? Like, do you like scan through and go through the features and say, I'm gonna do this, this, and this, or is it a situation of that money there and the song decent, I'm on it?
I'm the feature king, bro. Like,
I know, that's why I'm asking.
Don't no nigga do more features than me.
I know, like, that's why I'm asking.
And it don't really matter. I'm gonna make the song better. Like, the song, it might be, like, when I get there, I be like, fuck, I don't like this fucking record. But when I finish with that motherfucker,
it's gonna be hard.
It sound like something, you know what I'm saying? So, it's a hustle that a lot of rappers ain't doing. And a lot of rappers can't do it also because they signed under so many agreements.
Yeah.
But, features put you over the top, bro. Mm.
It spreads you out to other people.
It puts
fans.
You over, and it puts you with a lot of artists in a lot of different places.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it expands your brand too.
It expands your brand. Just think if you go do one show, if me and you go do one show, right?
Yeah.
And both of us getting 80 or 100,000.
Right.
But I do 4 features for 20,000 a piece.
Right.
That same weekend.
Right.
I just done 2 shows.
Right.
And I did them features in 2 hours.
Right. So that means you got like 6 apples.
I done just. Yeah, and if we got paid in check now, the first time I done got paid in cash.
Fact.
$80. Right. Feature money.
You think some of these rap niggas, like, maybe, I don't know if the word is. You think some of them maybe being too lazy, too bougie when it comes to getting all the money and not leaving money on the table?
Bro, when some people get money, they get comfortable.
True.
That's what I learned from artists. Them niggas ain't trying to go in no nigga trap and do no song for no $20,000. Mm. You know, they get comfortable. You know, they just rapped and made $70,000. Now they comfortable. And that's all it's about. Once I seen so many artists get comfortable. Once they get comfortable, that's when you get lazy. You know what I'm saying? And then they get comfortable.
You think that's the first step to falling off?
First step of falling off is spending too much.
You said doing what?
First step of falling off is spending too much.
Spending too much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's some game.
Okay. So speaking of hustling and having something to sell and offer, and also in terms of single moms, I see that you've taken 2 of your brands and your entities, which is the Topless Pool Party and the Adult Prom, and turned it into a tour.
Yeah.
So you've been going on the road, you know, doing, you started in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And I think it kind of started like you were just fucking off, just doing some shit. Now you've actually turned it into some shit where you're doing a logistics type of thing and you're actually taking it on the road and making money with it. What was the motivation behind the Topless Pool Party and the Adult Prom for you? And as far as the financial aspect of it, how are you coming off with that?
Well, my Topless Pool Party is, it's $1,000 a head to get in.
I know.
$15,000 a section. So every 100 people you see is $100K.
Facts.
So,
the bigger the pool.
And it's an experience. Like, that's what people don't get. It's an experience. You got the most beautiful IG women in the world walking around there half naked.
Right.
Like, people not doing that.
Right, right.
This is, people not doing that. Whatever you want to do is at my, like, if you want to rent a room, you can rent a room and take care of your business.
Wow.
Like, it's a player, like.
Yeah, it's like
everybody
Vegas.
Having fun.
Yeah, everything that goes on there stays there.
Everybody having fun. Yeah. And nobody ain't doing it like me. Like, it's a vibe, bro. And I'm showing real G's stuff that they ain't never seen before.
Facts.
You know, I got people who never seen these type of women.
Right.
Looking this good. Within reach,
yeah.
Twerking,
yeah.
Turned up. It's a vibe. And it's bankrolling me. Like,
For sure.
It's bankrolling me. Like, it's successful. And my prom.
Prom, yeah.
My prom.
I seen you had that stuff on, too, at the lab.
I never had an event where so many people want to come.
Right, right.
Like, this, a lot of people ain't go to prom.
Did you go to prom?
No.
Okay.
I ain't go to prom. You went to prom?
No.
So, it's like, with this, everybody want to go.
Yeah, because it's a part of their childhood that they missed out on.
And then you went probably who you won't be with now anyway.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, it's an experience. Like,
yeah.
My prom, then, you know, I turn up with the fam, we dance. And
yeah, it's like a cookout.
Yeah, so the next one in Duval, the next one in Columbus.
They can like stay tuned into your page for updates and dates and ticket info and all that stuff.
We doing the last one in Las Vegas for New Year's, so it's gonna be big.
I might come to that one.
You need to come.
I might.
What's some shit that Boost ain't did that he want to do? He always wanted to do.
Like bucket list type shit.
What I want to do? I want to have sex with a cop.
You want to have sex with a cop?
Huh?
Yeah, with a
you
woman.
You
want
to have
cop.
Sex with a cop, like an officer.
That nigga scratched that. You heard he said, "Yeah, with a woman." Yeah.
You know, I won't take her stuff off, take her badge off. I want to
lay her gun right there.
Yeah, I want to fuck a woman cop.
Is that some revenge type shit or just
kind of? Because I kind of want. I ain't gonna tell you what I really want though.
All right.
But I want to fuck a cop.
Okay.
A badass. I'm talking about a bad.
Now, you know it's some
nice.
But you know it's a female cop's gonna be in your DM.
But I wanna, you know, role play. I'm the gangster, and she the cop. So I kind of want role play with her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You wanna get arrested?
Yeah.
Let me free.
I'm the gangster, and she the cop.
That'll pull you over and everything.
Arrest me.
Yeah.
Take me.
We can dig it. We weren't expecting that, but we can dig it, though.
Oh, real shit, though. Real shit.
Have you done music with everybody you want to do music with in the game?
Do I want to be with anybody in the game?
What you said what?
What you said?
I said, have you done music with everybody you want to do music with in the rap game or the music game?
What
like,
you said?
Like features.
He said, have you did features with everybody that you want to do features with in the game?
Yeah.
Nah, I want to do a feature with Jasmine Sullivan.
That's okay. Big.
That's like my top. You don't really be mad at him, bro, because I be feeling like sometimes if a nigga ain't reach out to me in all these years, they don't fuck with me.
Oh, God.
I've been in your face.
Yeah. Oh, God.
If you want blessing, nigga, I've been here. Yeah.
Big facts. Big facts.
Big facts.
Been here.
What's the biggest thing you'll say to, like, the young community, young niggas, the young rappers, the young hustlers? What's the biggest game or biggest motivation you'll give them, Boosie?
Well, lately, I've been just trying to preach don't die.
Right.
That's what I've been preaching, bro. I've been, to all the little niggas, that's what I've been preaching, don't die. Mm. Don't get ops.
Okay.
Because if you get ops, you're going to lose people.
Yeah.
Like, I've been preaching, you know, don't die. Even in my neighborhood, like, I've been just trying to get these niggas to stay alive, you know. When you tell them go be rappers, they be crazy as a motherfucker. You know, so I'm just trying to teach them to stay alive, bro. You know, like, this shit real now, man.
Shit crazy. Worse than I ever seen.
What's some keys to staying alive? What you think is some keys to staying alive? Because maybe some of the young niggas don't know how to play the game of staying alive.
Not having ops.
Don't have ops.
Don't have fucking ops.
Don't have ops. It's not cool just to have
ops. If you don't have ops, who want to kill you? You can't be talking about you want ops.
Yep. Facts.
And you can't be showing every time you got 30 pistols hanging, 40 pistols hanging.
You think that.
So now, nigga, when niggas see you, they damn near scared.
That's why I say you think that energy that you put out, bring it to you.
Yes, bro.
Yes.
If you got 30s on you, every bro, them bitches, that's the energy, bro. You gotta dump that shit. You can have guns and people not see them.
But you get it, cause where you come from, you get what they doing, right?
I get what they doing wrong.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, but you done, it take growth, right?
Right, right.
So it take a nigga like you to say what you just said for niggas to really get it. You know what I'm saying?
Cause I used to be like that.
Facts.
Yeah, right.
Well, Boosie, man, salute to you, man. Listen, we gotta do this again. I feel like we could talk for hours and hours and hours, but before you slide,
Boosie won't get paid, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, what the budget is, man? What the budget is, man?
Go ahead and get your hustle on, man. Talk about the book, the movie, the rap snacks. I don't know what else you got going on. Go ahead and get your hustle
prom,
on for these people.
The pool, all that shit, man.
I just signed an artist named Spiffy out, Cali.
Okay,
I just signed a black country single. I'm finna get that country music money now.
Oh, you hard.
I'm finna get that country music money now, so.
What's your goal for money? How much you want?
I say I'm gonna get lazy after 500 million. I say that's when I'm gonna get lazy. But I don't see no laziness in me till 500 million.
That's what it is. We got a special question from an AT&T dreamer.
Shout out
to Boosie.
And
this
doing,
is our
sweetheart?
AT&T dreamer.
What's your name
dreamer.
And where you from?
How y'all doing? I need a second, man. I'm sharing the stage with legends, for real. Y'all make some noise for these legends. Over there. Hey, my name is Jason Lyric from Dallas, Texas, Oak Cliff to be exact. I'm a rap artist. My question for Boosie, how did you develop the self-awareness to stand in your truth and just to be yourself?
That's a great question.
Because I feel like most people, you know, they feel like they have to be the perfect role model.
Right.
But you just put it out there and you either hate it or you love it.
Oh, that's just Boosie. Like that's just being me. Like I'm there around my children. Like I'm the same person if you see me on the street. What's up, nigga? I'm the same. This just ain't on no Instagram.
Real.
You know, I'm a happy motherfucker when I'm out. I might hurt when I'm by myself, but I live a hell of a life to try to be happy.
Right.
That's real.
Right.
That's
you
real.
Know, so, and being happiness come with being real. I can't have shit on my heart and hold it in. Facts. Just because I got money, I might lose some fucking money.
Facts. Big facts.
So it comes with me being real. And I don't give a fuck. Because I pay me.
Thanks.
Don't nobody pay Boosie. I pay me.
That's real. That's real.
I don't have to respect shit but God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I, and that's what people don't like. That's why they trying to get rid of me. But I ain't going nowhere.
Hey, y'all make some noise for Boosie. Make some noise for Big Facts. We appreciate y'all rocking with us. Fuck with us at www.bigfactspod.com. Salute.
For the streets.
Exactly.
It's Big Facts.
No cap.
Bitch.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount+. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.